we've all seen where a grant of €500,000 awarded to a particular company that will provide 10 jobs, when in fact it's not a condition of that grant aid that those jobs be provided at all. And it appears to me that it's just something that looks good for politicians in a press release to say that they're supporting jobs in relation to it. And that's why I raised this with the minister in the Dáil last week, because I feel that it's something that needs to be addressed.
And you would say that they are told in advance, look, we're giving you this amount of money and we expect proof of this amount of jobs being created?
No, that's not actually what happens in practice. And you know, and I would be arguing that what we should be doing is ensuring that the grant aid goes to the proposals that will create the most amount of jobs, and ensure that the jobs follow the grant aid. But what is actually happening in practice is when a company applies for support, they basically tick a box to say whether this will support any jobs. And then the politicians use that figure when they announce a grant and when the grant has been allocated, but it doesn't actually mean that those jobs have to be created for the grant to be paid. Now, the minister outlined last week that he is intending to change the grant system to allow for a 30% grant for value-added products, which in the fishing industry would mean that these would be proposals that would actually should be able to create jobs, because we have seen in the past where grant aid has been allocated for improvements to processing facilities, which has actually cost jobs.